Starting by Ezra's Hashem, Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Aleph, and we'll begin at the Mishnah, about halfway down. And we're continuing with the Din of Avinah. This Mishnah, very much, we've quoted most of this Mishnah already in the previous Daf or two. And the Mishnah begins, Echad Lekech, Echad Meicher, Yesh Lem Avinah. That the concept of Avinah, overcharging, let's say according to the Rabbanan, 1/6, so would apply both to the Lekech or the Meicher, meaning if the Lekech pays too much, or he pays too little, and as a result, the Meicher got ripped off. Kishem she'ayna lehedyet, just like there's ayna for a hedyet, kachayna letagar. We said that ayna applies to a hedyet and a tagar, meaning it doesn't matter who's selling. And remember, just before the Mishnah, we qualified that, and we said that a bala bayis for items that are sentimental, so then there would be an automatic implied waiver of, it would be built in, meaning a waiver on the ayna, as Rashi explained at the top of the oven. It's like, v'havale kimefarish, yedeani she'yesh ba'ayna. It's like he's saying, I know that there's ayna, because when a baal bayis sells sentimental items, when we say, kishem she'ayna lehedyet kachayna latagar, what we're saying is, when a hedyet who's selling a commoditized item that doesn't have any sentimental or personal value in there, so then their ayna would apply at the regular market price. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, ein ayna letagar. Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's no such thing as ayna letagar, which we'll have to see what that means. Gemara will discuss. Now, misha hutal alav, the one who got taken, yadol yayna. So he gets to decide what to do, meaning when it's exactly. So again, in the Rabbanan Shita, let's go with the Pashat understanding of the Rabbanan Shita, as we understood the previous, according to Rav Aliba the Hilchasa, right? So we said that if it's less than a 6, then it's an automatic mechila. If he gets overcharged by a little bit, less than a 6, automatic mechila. If it's more than a 6, then we said it's going to be bitul mekach. Okay, now when it's exactly a 6, that's what we're talking about, which is the shirayna. So the Mishnah is saying, Misha hutal alav, the one who got taken advantage of, he could decide, I'm going to keep the sale, but give me back my 6th, right, the overcharge, or, let's say it's a kech, or he can say, I'm going to unwind the sale. Okay, Misha hutal alav, yana ratza imar lo tain li ma'oisa, he could take me my money, oi tain li masha ani sani, right, or give me what you, give me back, right, masha ani sani, okay, make it right. Okay, either give me my money back, Lekeach can say, right? I'm unwinding the sale, or give me a refund just for the amount that you overcharge me. Zakta Gemara, Menahani Mili. So now that we've been discussing Ayna for a couple of days, so we're going to now get into, how do we know, where's the Pasuk, the Makar for Ayna? Okay, but specifically the Gemara wants to know, how do we know, as the Mishnah started, Echad Lekeach ve'echad ha-Meicher, how do we know that there's Ayna, both for the Lekeach and the Meicher, that both sides are subject to ayna in a transaction. The Brisa says, if you sell something to your friend, I'll tell you, right? Don't commit ayna. Okay, so you might think that's only if the lekeach gets ripped off. That even if the seller, essentially, because the seller is the one setting the price, so even if he rips himself off, right, he's the one accepting the price, so then, minayin, talmud loymar, oikonai, al toinu. Okay, so the pasuk says, oikonai, mi'an misacha, al toinu. So we have both. It's trich lemechtaf lekeach. And I needed a pasuk to tell me that there's a concept of enough for the lekeach. It's trich lemechtaf meicher, and a pasuk that there's enough for the meicher. Meaning, I need a pasuk for both sides of transactions. Why? De'i kasav rachman a meicher. If it would have just told me the meicher, mikum mishum dekim levizvinte. That maybe it's only usher for a meicher to overcharge, because again, he knows. Right, he has the research on it. He knows exactly what he paid for the item, so he knows when he's charging too much. Maybe only for him it's usher to overcharge. Aval lekeach delekim lebizvinte, the lekeach. Right, how is he supposed to know? Em aloi. So there, maybe there's no concept of, there's no iser of ayna. Asarachmana beleisainu. Okay, and therefore, the pasuk needed to say that both the lekeach and the meicher are going to be chayiv. They're going to be over on this iser of ayna. V'ikat rachmana lekeach. But if it would have just said lekeach mikshum dekakani, because if you look at it, right, you would have said v'ikat rachmana lekeach mikshum dekakani. Da'amri inchi inish zvinas kanisa. Maybe I would have said lekeach, right? Because at the end of the day, the lekeach, he got something out of it. When you look at it, right, what did he do? He got the item. Now, if you had to put the two up against each other, the money or the item, the lekeach got the item. Item is more valuable than money. Money just provides money. But an item, right, you can get benefit out of it, right? Okay, so therefore, at the end of the day, maybe the only isser is for the lekeach, mishum de kalkani, because lamaisa, he gets hana from the item he bought. Damri inish zvanis kanis, right? In other words, you have value in the item. At least if you bought something, at least you went ahead and got something, right? Rashi says, "Lekachta chepetz hamiskayim scharhu etzlecha." It's a benefit. Shaloi hotzas hamoyis biyitzia barei miskayim lach. Okay, you at least converted money, right, to something that you could use. Avo meicher davudi kam meivid. But when you look at the meicher, okay, at the end of the day, all he's getting is money. Damri inchi zavin oivid, right? The person who sells something, ultimately, he's the one that loses because he loses an object he sold, but he loses the object that had value. Ema loy azhare rachmana beloy sainu tzricha. Because I would have said that maybe the whole concept of another doesn't apply to the meicher. Maybe it's only the lekeach because he stands to benefit more from the sale. Okay, but the meicher doesn't have the isser of no kamash malan, right? If the meicher can get more money out of it, then great. Kamash malan that the isser of applies both to the lekech and the meicher. We had psukim for both of them. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer ein ayna letagar. So Rabbi Yehuda comes along to say that there's no ayna letagar. Now this comes right off of the Mishnah saying kishem shayna lehedyet kach ayna letagar, right? Which the way we understood previous to the Mishnah was a tagar would be the standard case. The Mishnah is saying that both. No, there's enough for a hedyut and a tagar. Rabbi Yehuda is saying tagar. No, Rabbi Yehuda Amir and another tagar. So the Gemara says why mishum shu tagar ain lo enah amar, right? Why should there not be enah because he's a tagar? So amar Rav Nachman amar Rab betagar safser shanu. We're talking about a specific type of tagar. We're talking about a wholesaler, okay? Meaning a guy who's moving goods quickly both ways. My time, huh? So why do we say that he can't taina enah? Right? What we're saying is a tagar safser. Right, a guy who's in the quick trading business, right? So he's a wholesaler. He doesn't get the benefit of timing ayna if he sells something too cheap. Why? My time, maybe the other is vinte kama shavya. Because really, he knows how much he paid for it, right? Again, this guy's in business, so he knows what he paid for. He knows what he's selling it for. He knows he's selling it at a loss. Vachule achel gabe. And he's being moichel, he's selling it at a loss on purpose, essentially. Why? V'hayzvana hachi mishum. Why? So why would he sell it at a loss? Mishum, and why would he moichel it? The moichel the difference. Why is he selling it at a loss? Mishum de isram yulei zvinta achriti, right? Because he had another opportunity that he liked better. So he bought goods, so he's going to sell it at a loss because he sees a better opportunity. I'd rather lose money on this sale, get my cash out, and get a better deal on the buy on the next item, so I'm willing to sell it as a loss. Bahashta, but now he's trying to, so he sold it as a loss. Bahashta miha kahadar bay, and now he's trying to say, oh no, I want my ayna back, right? So we're saying that, no, you knew exactly what you were doing. Don't try to play this game. You wanted to raise quick cash. You were willing to take a loss because you had a good opportunity. You can't come and tie no ayna, you're a tagar, okay? That's what we mean, says Rabbi Yehuda, that a tagar safsar that is selling, who sold at a loss, he can't taina aina that he lost money. Rav Ashi Amar, no. That it actually is the other way. It's what we're saying is, my ain latagar aina, ain a b'toiras aina. Meaning, it doesn't have to hit the threshold of aina. There is no such thing as mechila, right? It's even less. He doesn't fall at aina. Even less, you have to give him his money back. Why? Shafilu pachas mekdei aina chayzer. And Rashi explains, because this is his entire business. Rashi says, im nisna dechayev toluyim bekach. So he's not in the parsha of Aina, meaning even if he undercharges by a little bit, he can claim that money. We don't assume mechila. Tanya kavasit Rav Nachman. However, we have a brisa that seems to be saying, like Rav Nachman, meaning that a tagar safser, the reason why he doesn't get the benefit of Aina, okay, not the that he gets extra protection, like Rav Ash is saying, but rather, the reason he doesn't get the benefit of Aina is, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Tagar Ein Loyana Mipnei Shehu Baki, because he's a Baki, he knows exactly what he's doing, and if he sells it at a loss, he had good reason to sell it at a loss, okay, again, why? Because it was a better opportunity that came up, and he needed cash for, and therefore, he can't tie Aina on that sale. So then the Mishnah moves on to say, Misha Hutal, the one who got taken, Yada Al Yaina. So he has the upper hand, meaning he could decide, I want my money back. I want a refund. Or he can say, you know what, I want to keep the item, but just give me back the deme aina, right? The amount that you overcharged me. So the Gemara wants to know, here's the problem. We said, money masnisin, lo Rav Nasan v'lo Rav Yehuda. So who is our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, it doesn't seem to be either Rav Nasan or Rav Yehuda. Why? Rav Yehuda Anasi. Okay, why? Because Erev, now what's the machlekes we had that on the Brisa on Nun Amud Beis? We discussed that there's a machlekes, meaning when there's aina, one, Rav Nasan holds that, the way we read the Brisa, Rav Nasan holds that the sale is chal, you can't go back on the sale, you just get your money, and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi holds that you have a choice, yada al yayna. Now it sounds like on the surface that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, right? Because the Mishnah says, yad misha hutal yada al yayna. Well, what's the problem? The problem is, irem nasan masnisen katani ratza. Okay, the Mishnah says, what does it say? It says ratza, right? If he wants, Mishal Devan Ratza Aymar Loi, according to Rav Nassan and the Braisa, Ubraisa Loi Katani Ratza. The Braisa seem to say that you don't have a choice. He can't get a refund. All he gets is a Zayna back. E Rabbi Yehuda, okay, so you want to say that the mission is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Masnisen Katani Loi Keach. The problem is that the Braisa, the Mishnah, discussed the Loi Keach. Right? Ratza Aymar Tainli Ma'isai, who's talking? When it says Ratza Aymar Tainli Ma'isai, give me my money back. That would be the lekeach, right? He completed the sale. He's saying, I want my money back. Braisa katani meicher. And the braisa, if you look on Nun Amud Beis, right, what does it say? Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi Eimer, yad meicher al el yayna. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi either. So who is the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Simen zav rash, amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is going to say, Aina zu eini idea Mishnah. Okay, I don't know who taught this din. I don't know, meaning it doesn't make sense that he, because again, the braisa, although it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the braisa said Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, it's only the meicher gets aina. Here we're saying that it's the lekeach. Rabba Amar no, lo'olam Rav Nassan hi. That we're actually going to say that our Mishnah is Rav Nassan. V'tani nami b'braisa ratza. And you have to amend the braisa to say, and meaning, by the way, according to the way Rabba is learning right now, it seems like all we've said so far since we started the parak, and I mentioned this back on the Mishnah, not started the parak, but since we started the sugya of aina on Mentes Amid Beis, once we mentioned the Mishnah, we said that there's a Machlekes Tanayim. According to the way Rabba learns it, Rav Nassan in the Braisa will also say Ratza, which means that Rav Nassan and Rav Yehuda HaNasi are not arguing. They both will agree, Yadal al Yaina, he could do whatever he wants, Ratza. Right? So if so, I'm Frekta Rishayim, so then what's the Machlekes in the Braisa? There is a Machlekes in the Braisa, what are they arguing about? Right? So if it's not that, what are they arguing? So the Ritva says that what they're arguing is whether both of them are able to go back. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only the Meicher, right? In other words, the reason why we said our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda, or why we had a problem with our Mishnah being Rabbi Yehuda right till now, in other words, until the Gemara is going to move on and it will answer that. But for right now, we're saying that because in the Braisa, it says only the Meicher. So that means that what's the Machlekes? When there's Aina, what's the Machlekes in the Braisa? The Machlekes from Nassan and Rabbi Yehuda is, can both go back? Or, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, can only the Meicher go back? That's the whole Machlekes. But both of them hold when you get to, you know, which Rabbi Nassim says it's Lekeach or Meicher, but either way, it's Yad al Yana, and Rabbi Nassim is going to agree to that. That's how you would have to learn in Rabbah. That would be the Machlekes Tanoim in the Braisa on Daf Nun Amud Beis. Now, Rav Amar, the third answer, that no, Lo'elam Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he really... Really, the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Umay deshayer b'masnitzen kamafarish b'braisa. Meaning the Mishnah, you want to know why the Braisa mentions Meicher? Because the Mishnah only mentioned Lekeach. So Rabbi Yehuda, there are two parts, right? There are two parts to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds both. That Yad al Yana. In other words, really like we understood the whole way. Rabbi Nassan holds that it's not Yad al Yana. You only get the Aina back if you were taken advantage of. Either Meicher or Lekeach. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Yad al Yana, either Meicher or Lekeach. Yes, the Mishnah said a case of Lekeach. And the Braisa is filling it in and saying it applies to the Meicher as well. That's the reason why we mentioned Meicher in the Braisa. It's because we only mentioned Lekeach in the Mishnah. And really, the Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Amar Rav Ashi Dekanami, that it makes sense that the Mishnah is, the Reisha, it makes sense that the Mishnah, the Reisha of the Mishnah also fits, okay, because what does it say? It makes sense that the Seifa of the Mishnah, when we discussed, is really Shitas Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and it's Lekeach and Meicher. Why? Because the Reisha of the Mishnah says Echad Lekeach, Echad HaMeicher. The Ketani Echad Lekeach, Echad HaMeicher, Mufarish Le Lekeach, Shma Mina, Shira Shiri LeMeicher, Shma Mina. Okay, since we went ahead and explained the Mishnah, because the Mishnah starts with the heading of Echad Lekeach, Echad HaMeicher. It ends with So since the Mishnah, right, when it said, here's what we're going to discuss, Lekeach and Meicher, but then only discuss Lekeach, so it must be it was intending the same Shita would apply by the Meicher as well, meaning the enough of the Meicher. And where do we see that filled in? Really, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and we round it out and see it filled in the Braisa, okay, so that's not going to be the Kasha. Itmar. So the they're going to do business. You have the buyer and the seller there, and one says to his friend, "We're conducting this transaction al menas that there's no aina. We don't want to be subject to the dinim of aina. If I overcharge you, then I overcharge you. Sorry, right? Does that work? Rav Amar Yesh le'alam aina. Rav says, sorry, you can't override aina. The pasuk it's masna amashagasa batayra. It says, what does the pasuk say? Loisanu isha sachiv. Sorry, you can't go ahead and put that in the terms of sale and say that you don't want aina. Shmuel amar ein le'alam aina. Shmuel says, taka, it does work. Your tanai works. Lema rav damar kareb meir. So let's say rav's going like shitas rav meir. Shmuel damar kareb Yehuda. And Shmuel's going like rav Yehuda. Ditanya, where do we see this machlekes in Kiddushin and other places? So amar le'isha, if a man says to a woman, harei amekudesh asli, I want, right? I'm being mekadesh you, but al menash ein lecha alai sher ksus v'ayna. But I don't want to fulfill my marital obligations of sher ksus v'ayna that are written in the Torah. Harezu mekudesh es v'tunai batal divrei meir. Meir says that anytime your masna amasha kasa b'tayra, so your tanai is batal, but the maisa is kayam. Okay, we ignore what you said. We ignore your tanai, but the maisa works. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda, when we had this in Kedushin, most recently we discussed, well, hold on one second, wasn't that a condition of sale? Right? How can we just ignore that tonight if you just said it? Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, bedavar shem mamayin. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If we're talking about money tonight kayin, then you can be masna. Okay, but the problem is, she'er ksus va'ayna, you have ayna in there. Ayna is something begufay, that is not b'mamayin, and therefore your tonight is not going to work. So when you're talking about davar shem mamayin, the tonight is not going to work. That's what we're now saying. Okay, so we're going to say that the machlekes, can you determine, can you go ahead and work towards the sale and say, al menashe ein l'chayna, does it work or not? Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is the same machlekes Tanayim, Ramei or Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lach, Rav says no. They're each going to answer how, by ayna, they could hold of their shita, and there could still be machlekes Tanayim, when we come to Masna al mashakos v'atayver. Right, meaning, Rav Amar Ana Damir Afilu Rabbi Yehuda, I could be going even like Rabbi Yehuda, who says Tino Oikayim over there by Sher Ksus V'Oina, at least on the Oina part. Over here, your Tanai is not going to work. Why? Because again, this was built in. We know that there's going to be She'er Ksus; those are going to be things coming her way, and she's Meichel on them. Aval Hacha, you're trying to stipulate, hey, we're doing business. If there's Aina, then we don't want to be subject to Aina. Aval hacha miyada demachal. Right? There's no, in order to waive the Tanai, you'd have to have Mechila. Right? So I can go even like Rabbi Yehuda, when we know for sure it's going to happen. I'm going to get married, I'm going to have a chiyuv she'er ksus, that you could waive it. Okay? But over here, you're trying to say, if there's Aina. Well, we don't know if there's going to be Aina. And you can't be Meichel something that isn't here. Right? So when I know about it, I can be Meichel it. But I can't be Michael something that I don't know about. And therefore, right, that's the way the Mefarshim explain. It's like a Mechila Batois, right? In other words, if I don't know about it, it's like a Mechila Batois, so you can't wait. Okay, that's what Rav is going to say. Shmuel Amar Ana Damir Afilu Rav Meir. Shmuel is saying, I could hold even like Rav Meir. Meaning, even though Shmuel says over here, you can waive the Aina, even though even Rav Meir who says that you can't waive the Sher Ksus V'Aina. Ad kan lekam Rav Meir Hasam Ela Devadai Ka'akar. Because there, you know what the problem is? You're Masna Masha Kasva Batera. Right? You're going directly against what the Torah said. Torah said Sher Ksus V'Aina, and I'm saying, I'm not going to do Sher Ksus V'Aina. So you're going against it. But over here, Aval Hacha Miyemer De Ka'akar Midi. In other words, when I make the Tanai, I'm just saying, if I should, by mistake, whatever. But I'm not saying that I'm going to, okay? And therefore, this is my approach, is a softer approach. You wouldn't say, Mashna, so again, we have a machlekes, can the buyer and seller, as they're doing business, can they waive them being themselves being subject to Aina? Rav says, no, and Shmuel says, yes, and they both were able to answer the Shita, why it's not like the machlekes, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, in regards to Mashna Masha Kasvatara. Amar Rav Anan, L'didi Mefarshili Mina Demar Shmuel. Rav Anan says that, by the way, in Shmuel, who said you can waive Aina, it also depends how you say it. Meaning, Ha'imar L'chaver Al Mena She'ein L'cha Alai Aina, Ein Loi Alav Aina. Right? In other words, like we said in Shmuel, that if you do business and you say Al Mena She'ein L'cha Alai Aina, then you're right, there's no Aina. But if you say Al Mena She'ein Boy Aina, Hareish Yesh Boy Aina. So over here, if you said I'm selling you this on condition that there is no aina, meaning I'm not overcharging you. So then now you've gotten to a new category of mekach tais, because you're certifying essentially that you're not overcharging. And if you do overcharge, since you put it in and you stipulated saying, I'm selling you this on condition that I'm not overcharging you, then if you do end up overcharging, it's a mekach tais, and that would be a problem. Okay, so again, in Shmuel, it's almanas that we're not going to be subject to aina, but he's not certifying that there's not aina. Okay, now, meisvei prek de gemara, ha-noisei ba-mana. So the Rashi learns this is, let's say a guy provides, right? You're a provider to a tagger, to a merchant. So let's say you have a farm and you have your stuff and you give it to the merchant to go ahead and sell. So you give it to him on credit. Hanoisim, v'hanoisim ba'amana, meaning credit. V'o'eymer l'chavei, right? Or you tell your friend, amanash ein l'cha alai, I know. Okay, so you tell him, we're doing business, but we're not subject to ayinah. Ein loy alav ana. So there is no ayinah, right? So we see clearly you can waive ayinah. What's the problem? Rav said, L'Rav damar ayinah damar afili Rav Yehuda hamani. So who could this price be? Meaning, if Rav was willing to subject himself to the Machlekes Tanayim, so then Rav could say, look, when it comes to ayinah, I hold like Rav Meir. Mashna, mashna, kasuba teira. Sorry, Tanayi batal. My sakayim. But once Rav said, I hold like everybody, that you can't waive ayinah, period, end of story. So who's this Brisa like? Brisa clearly says that ain't loy alav ana. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbaya, you're right. So we have to go ahead and say that Taka, the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, is subject to the Machlekes Tanayim, Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Machmarta, Rameir, Rav Amar, Rameir, Rishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda. Rava says, no, like Kasha. Kan bistam, kan bimefarish. When Rav said that there's aina, that's when you made it subject, right? When you didn't stipulate, I know there's aina and I'm charging it to you anyways. Meaning, that's when you're coming to do business and you're saying, okay, we're going to do business. I'm going to ask that there's no concept of aina. Sorry, that's a mas, not mashakas batar. But over here, where I'm specifically telling you I'm going to overcharge you, kan bimefarish, and you accept that, then it's okay. Meaning, you're not waiving the concept of aina, you're just saying you're willing to pay more for this item. Okay, where do we see the time? Medvar mamurim. When do we say that there's aina that's going to be bestam of mefarish? Meaning, when I go ahead, when do we say in general there's aina that's bestam? Right, I just do business. We didn't discuss right whether this is a ripoff place or whether this is the discount store. Okay, we didn't discuss that. All we said was we're doing business. Right, I come to your stall. I come to do business, whatever it is. So, but meaning if the meicher says, I'm selling to this dude for 200, I'm telling you, I know it's only worth 100. I'm only willing to sell it for 200. If you want it, pay the 200. You want to buy it, pay the 200, and you can't come back and claim aina. Ain't loy alav aina. There is no aina. And Rav will agree to that. So when Rav is saying, again, now we're asking, can you, what happens if you have a Tanai saying, well, we're doing business, no aina. Rav says, there's still aina, only if it's a general Tanai. But if you admitted, you came and you offered the item for sale saying, I know it's overpriced, and the other person agreed to pay that, then even Rav's going to agree, you're not subject to Tanai. That tells the Meicher, I'm buying this for $100, I know I'm taking advantage of you. Okay, so that is the din. Basically, we had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Can you have a Tanai basically saying, I don't want our sale, any business that we do to be subject to aina? So if it's general, right, then Rav is going to say no. Specifically, meaning where you admit that you know you're overcharging or the lekeach is underpaying, okay, either way, and they both agree to it, even Rav will agree that it's going to be okay. Now, what's interesting here is that Tosis is just as far as what's the psak halacha over here, right? Can you issue a waiver on the aina or not? So Rabbeinu Chananel, he paskins like Rav because he says hilchasa k'rav b'isiri, right? And this is interesting, right? He calls it iser. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel. And Tosis actually has a problem. He says, hold on one second. This is dini, right? This is money. And hilchasa k'shmuel b'dini, right? So you're on the fault line. Is this considered iser or dini? Is it considered monetary or not? Okay, and so then Taisus goes on, he says that the Sheoltis Paskin's like Rav, okay, because the Brisa works. In other words, we brought a Brisa, and the only way the Brisa makes sense, Kambim Farish, Kambistam, that makes sense in Rav. There's a difference In other words, in one place there is ena, one place there's not. Rav says, yes, Shmuel holds that even any Tanai, there would be, you can waive the ena, right? It doesn't matter mefarish or stam. So since the Breiser makes more sense like Rav, so the Shelt is passive like Rav. However, Tesis does answer the Breiser for Shmuel, okay, and it is a machlekes and paiskim who we pass like. Tan Rabbanon. Ha noisin va noisin ba amana. So since we brought in the concept of Nesim and Nesim Ba'amana, where you're selling on credit. So now, right, we're going to have Azav meets Ezov Neshech for a moment over here. Okay, and then we'll return back to Azav. Tan Rabbanan, Nesim Ba'Nesim Ba'amana. Hareza Le'chashev Es Harab Ba'amana V'Sayafa B'Shaven. Okay, so a little bit of a sneak preview. So let's say I go ahead, like we explained. So let's say I'm providing, let's use the example of a guy makes his own wine. Now he wants to sell it commercially, so he gives it to a tagger. Okay, so what we're saying is hanosim, hanosim ba'amana, meaning I provide you the stuff ba'amana. Okay, that's at least the way Rashi learns the sugya. Okay, the Tosis actually doesn't like that because he says he has a couple kashas. It's not a na in that situation, right? That's not really, I'm not buying and selling from you, but rather what he says is that I'm trusting you. Tosis says I'm trusting you when you say how much you sold it for. So now, but either way, hanosim, hanosim ba'amana. So I'm providing somebody, the merchant, goods to sell. So what we're saying is, don't go ahead and value the two differently. And the way Rashi explains the case, what we're talking about is like this. So let's say I give you two barrels of wine to sell. One of them is a good barrel, one of them is a bad barrel. Now, good things, I can turn that good barrel, let's just say I can get $100 for it right now. Right? That's a good, easy sale. So what I tell you is like this. But the problem is I also want $100 for the bad barrel. The only way to get 100 for the bad barrel is how? Is if you sell it by the cup. Meaning the good barrel, you could sell for a whole barrel for $100. If you wanted to sell the bad barrel now, maybe you'll get $75 for it. But if you're willing to sell it cup by cup, you'll get the full $100. So I tell you like this. Look, I want $100 for both of these barrels. But what I'm going to do for you is, I'm going to let you keep, since you can sell the first barrel in 5 minutes, now it may take you a month to sell the second barrel, you can keep that $100 from the first barrel until you sell the second barrel and then pay me both, right? Because right now the second barrel is worth 75. But in a month from now, or over the course of the month, you could sell it for 100, it'll be worth 100, right? Again, minus seller fees, as we'll see here in a second. But the point is, it looks like ribis. Why? Because you're basically saying, what is ribis when we talk about ribis? It's hamtanas mais, it's schar hamtanas mais. So I'm telling you, hold on to my good barrel money until you sell the bad barrel for the more money. Right, and essentially you're getting extra money, then you shouldn't do this. Elo izeb izeb amana, izeb izeb shava. Right, so either you sell it at the amana price or the shava price. Okay, pick one or the other. They both have to be equal. You can't be playing this game. V'noisein leischar kasef. Now, by the way, since the guy's selling for you, okay, so again, this is determining when you go ahead and provide him with goods to sell, what can he deduct? Meaning the money that he's going to get ultimately turns to you, and then he makes deductions. So what he takes deductions off of what he's providing you, right? This schar, if he has to hire someone to carry on their shoulders, schar gomel, if he has to hire a camel driver to move this stuff, schar punduk, you get it, right? He's got to keep it somewhere, rent, schar atzmai ein enoytal. However, the tagar does not get to paid schar atzmai shekvar nosim lo schar meshalim, because he already got the standard seller fees commission. Schar meshalim mehecha koyav lei. Where do we see this concept that there's schar meshalim? Amar papa b'tzedruye. Okay, again, when you sell like clay canvas, right? Again, there's certain standardized. We're talking about certain. You're selling certain standardized things where there's a fixed seller price, market price. B'tzedruye diavi arba lemea. Right, where the guy gets 4 out of every 100. Okay, so when there's a fixed price, so essentially, since you're already paying him for that, you can't give him extra money to pay for his tircha. So we started today just explaining the Mishnah. We went through Echad Lekech Vechad Meicher Yesh Lahem Aina. Okay, where do we know that there's Aina for the Lekech and the Meicher? We needed a pasuk by both. Again, each had reasons as to why the Lekech, at the end of the day, maybe there's more of an iser because he got something, but on the flip side, the meicher is the one who's in the position to really know what it is. So we needed a tzricha to tell us. The pasuk says, "Chisim kru mimkru la misecha oy kanoi mi'an misecha is extra." Therefore, I know that this aina applies both to the meicher and the lekech. Rabbi Yehuda said, "There's no aina l'tagar." We have two ways of understanding that. Either there's no aina l'tagar because if he sold it, he's a bucky, which we ended up saying Tanya Kavase, like Rav Nachman's version. That was the version since he's a bucky, and if he sold it, so then for sure, he knows what he's doing, okay, and he can't come and claim aina later. He sold it at a loss because he needed cash for a better opportunity. The other, Rav Ashi wanted to say that Ein l'tag ra'ina is that no, he has the protection, meaning he's not subject to aina, that even less aina, since this is his business, we can't even rip him off a little bit. There's no automatic mechila. Okay, then we just have to work out in the braisa, in the Mishnah, it says mishu huta alav yad ala yaina, right? Which we have a problem because it says it says ratza, right? It says ratza, which Rav Nassim doesn't agree to in the braisa, but it also only mentions the lekech, and in the braisa, Rav Yehuda Hanasi only mentions aina on the meicher. So one, we have three ways of answering it. One is, I don't know who the Tana of our mission is. The other two ways are saying it's either Rav Nassim or it's Rav Yehuda Hanasi, okay, and you gotta modify a little, meaning if it's Rav Nassim, then you have to modify the braisa, that the braisa also is ratza, and we explained what the Rishonim explained what the machlikis would be then between Rav Nassim and Rav Yehuda Hanasi. Or you could say that their mishnah and braisa are both Rav Yehuda Hanasi, and they're both Yagara Lavrei, that one is telling the Mishnah is a case of Lekech, and the Braisa is the case of the Aina, to tell us that there's an on the Meicher. Then we got into the, what happens if, can you issue a waiver, right? Can you say, Aymer L'chaveirai, we're going to do business, but we don't want Aina. So we said, Rav says, sorry, there is Aina. Shmuel says, there is not Aina. Rav wanted to say that we wanted to make it subject to Machlekes, whether there's Aina or not, to the Machlekes Tanoi and Masna Mashakasa Batera, Tanoi Batol, or not, right? Maisas Kaim. And each one can answer that no, they would hold over there, but over here, I could still hold my shita, meaning I could hold like both shitas when it comes to Aina, like both shitas over there when it comes to Kedushin, okay, but by Aina, I can maintain my shita. And Rabbanan just qualified, even in Shmuel, who says that your Tanai will work for Aina, if you said, so it's like you're issuing a certification or warranty on the sale, that would be mekach tais. Okay, so he would have to agree that it goes back. Then we ask the kasha, we have a brisa that clearly says, ein lo yelavana, so you can waive aina. Hanoisim hanoisim ba'amana, right? That was the case where you're providing goods, at least according to the Rashi explained it. And that seems to be shver on, Rav, because Rav says that there is aina, you can't waive it. So we had two ways of answering it. Either you're right, it has to be subject to Machlokes Tanaim, or we said that no, Rav will agree in this case, meaning the only time Rav said that you can't waive, that's when you're issuing it as a standard disclaimer. But if you each one says, I know that I'm overcharging you, or the Lekech says, I know that I'm underpaying you, but we're doing it anyways, in a Mefarish situation, then even Rav would agree. And then we got back to the Tana Rabbanan in regards to Hanoisim Hanoisim Amana, just one case where if you're selling two items, one's good, one's bad, that you can't go ahead and say, pay me later and pay me the higher price, because that's a Mechsik Terebis issue.